Babcock had no time to send more reports from Frederick. At about 5 o'clock that afternoon, a detachment of some 25 Confederate cavalrymen rushed into the city. Secessionists there had already identified him as a federal spy. He would surely be strung up if the raiders found him. Quickly, Babcock hid his bags and papers and burned incriminating documents he couldn't conceal. He commandeered a railroad handcar and fled on a track, a step ahead of rebels who chased him. Babcock returned the next day to Monocacy Junction, a village just below Frederick, to try to piece back together his operation. But he knew that the rebels had overrun most of the Union signal stations, and he worried that they had captured Greenwood and Moore on South Mountain. June 22nd. More than a dozen intelligence-gathering efforts, besides Sharp's, were now underway in Northwest Virginia, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. Some were Washington units sent out to scout. Others were launched by local commanders, railroad men, or state officials worried about Lee's hordes descending upon them. Hooker would soon be flooded with intelligence reports from these disparate groups. Among the Washington freelancers roaming the area and producing little of value for the general was Lafayette Baker and a battalion of cavalrymen Stanton had allowed him to organize. Baker had been spending much of his time that summer as a glorified errand boy, fielding orders from Levi Turner, the special judge advocate, to arrest military officers and civilians accused of spying for the Confederates, shipping contraband goods south, or defrauding the U.S. government. Baker's counterintelligence operation, meanwhile, had an embarrassing failure he never realized as Lee's army moved north. Thomas Nelson Conrad, a native of Virginia and a graduate of Dickinson College in Pennsylvania, became one of the most elusive spies the Confederates had in Washington. A master of disguises, Conrad started out as a Georgetown boys' school headmaster, helping some students sneak away to join the rebels and instructing others on how to pass messages to Confederates across the Potomac by flipping the shades in their dormitory room windows. Federal authorities sent him to Old Capitol Prison several times on suspicion of being an enemy agent. But Conrad always denied the charges and managed to talk his way out of jail and be put on parole.